Good morning, Rabbi Sai. Ah, Lili Nishmasi Mimirosi Rusmas Mordechai. Welcome, welcome to all the guests. We have a Choshev guest. Don't let him slip away from us. Reb Eli Dolinsky's in the house. Hayoim, Shmoina Ve'esrim Yoim, Shehim Arba'osh Vuois, Ba'imer. La'imer. Dear Veli Shlito, you have no idea of the koyach of your shir. 2 days before Pesach, I got sick. I was so incapacitated that I could not sit through the sedarim. I kizesim, drake koisus, went to bed. For the rest of the yontif, I did not have the strength to walk. As a result, I could not concentrate on the daf, and by the time I felt strong, I found myself thrown off the bandwagon and 20 blot behind. I was then facing Ezu Neshech, which by reputation was a daunting parak. I can assure you that without your shir, there was no way I could get back on the wagon. Baruch Hashem, with the help of your shir, I've been able to catch up, climb back on the wagon. Take it, I look forward to visiting RBS and telling your shir with MD, with tremendous hakaras hatoiv, Issi Bachner. All right, I hope everything's good. Refu shleim u'gdoilo. Pinchas Goldstein, I really enjoy listening to your shir, especially now while I'm not able to work for about 2 months. This is Refuah Shleima to Refuah Shleima. It really makes my day more toir ruchni's dick in a very exciting way. Huh?
When he's walking,
yeah, I guess. Dear Belly in Yiddish, this is a vart. This is from Moishi Perel. I think he's related to Arel Perel, our token Yerushalmi that comes to the night year. From Kiryas Yoel Monroe. Moishi Perel from Kiryas Yoel. I think they're related. Yiddish is a word. Esventzich vidachamish taiten. In English, it means it depends on the argument about the wine and the donkeys, wherever he's. Okay, fine. Also, once a man saw his wife cooking an omelet. He said, mix it. A second later, he said, add salt. A second later, he said, make sure it's not burnt. Then he added, oh, make sure to flip it. She replied, hey, what's this all about? He answered, now you understand how I feel when you teach me how to drive. So there's a test. Something like chumashrashi.com. Don't show this yet. There's a test. And in the test, there's a question. So I got this from two people. Thank you for helping me on this answer. And the pasuk says, Ish ish me beis Yisrael asher yakrev korbanoi. L'chol nidreyem. It says neder. L'chol nidvoisam nidava. What's the chilik between a neder and a dava? So nidarim harei olai, and nidava is harei zu. Nedarim harei zu, nedav is harei olai. That's another answer. Nedarim rakli korban. It's a kitzur, so you got the answer right. Here it is. Here's the test. Harei zu, nedav is harei zu. Doiv and zu. Thank you for helping me with this week's Chumash Rashi test. He attached Mendel Satorsky, Chagiga, Daf, Beis. Oh, and the subject of the email is harei zu, Z-O-O. Very nice. Like it. Hi, Rebelli. I bet you haven't had someone watching the daf whilst donating blood. So actually, I feel bad for God, Carlos. We had it at least once, probably twice before, but it's good. It's geschmack. I'm giving blood tonight whilst watching. The guy's a big bal chesed. Took in that kid. You know the few kids he has. Unbelievable. P.S. The water in engine joke made me laugh. Yishkoyach. At least somebody is laughing. He's on his thing, giving blood, and he's laughing away. Gevaldik! So much for that. Rabbosai, I'm going to skip to the Parnas Hayoim today because he's such a big part of MDY and where we are today. Today is sponsored by official kosher caterers. Today's learning, Yud Gimel Iyar, sponsored Lili Nishmas, his young son. Shalom Yeshaya Zechrono Levracha Ben Yibadal Chaim Toivim Barukim Yitzchok Mordechai Fishel on his 10th yahrzeit by his parents, grandmothers, siblings, and nibblings, who still miss him very much. Shaya would be very proud that so many of his family members are doing the daf every day. Would have loved the slogan, it's about the Yoimi. If you recall, Fishel sponsored himself, the Masechet Rosh Hashanah, hundreds of Gemaras, hundreds of people learning. He had a whole koilel doing it because that was the Masechet that his son loved. Rosh Hashanah, I think he just finished it right before his nifter. His neshama should have an aliyah. The kailal. Misech is sponsored by Anonymous for the safe and speedy return of all the hostages. Paras HaChodesh, Lili Nishmas Chaya Ben Moshe, Lili Nishmas Chaya Bas Yosef. Paras Hayoyim, the Price family, Lili Nishmat, Shalom, Yeshaya, Ben, Yibadal Chaim, Toivim, Yitzchok, Mordechai, Fishel. Oh. That's him. That's the same thing. That's Fishel's son. By the Price family. And Paras Hayoyim, Zev Wasserman, Lili Nishmas, Chano, Bas, Shmuel. Boys, we're starting very much Agadita Sugyas. Today's daf pei gimel. Was there a Zoom thing for you, Gary? Livy didn't say hello to his father today. Stop here. Say wave. Okay, givalda. Rabbi Schoenberg gave a wave. The other was waving back. Oh, and Avi waved his father. Anybody else want to wave to their father? Anybody? He's waving back. Where is he? Zoom in on him. Gary got his father, third one down. Yeah.
He'll turn around and wave.
You look at it. Come, get over here. They look similar, no? Look at that. Unbelievable. Givaldik. Okay. We had in the Mishnah that if a person brings a barrel of wine, if a person moves for someone else a barrel of wine and it breaks. So the Tanakhama says, we go very easy on him. Even if he's a Shoyim HaSachar, who typically is Chayiv Gnei Vaveda, all he has to do is swear, makes it, certainly if he's a Shoyim HaSachinah, makes a Shvua, he gets out of it. Seems like Nitkal, if somebody trips, it's not considered Pshia, he's not negligent. We had a Brisa that says, another Mishnah that says, Nitkal Pshia. Seems like if a person trips, he has to pick up the broken pieces, and if he doesn't, somebody here, we had this nitkal poshaya. So he said, Tavro Misha Shonazu Leshonazu. In fact, it will be a machlokes. That our Mishnah holds nitkal af poshaya. It's not his fault. Therefore, even if he's a Shomer Sachar, he gets out of it easy by making a shvua. And the other one holds Nitkal B'Sheah. So now we're holding five lines down from Peg Gimel, Omer Aleph. I have an interesting Shiloh for the Olam. I was inspired by yesterday's daf, and I'll tell you in a second what else. How is it possible to give somebody Arba Misois Bezdin, Skila, Herek, Chenek, Sreifa, all in one shot, in one moment? Very good. You because you heard the shiur?
Yeah.
Somebody showed, yeah. What happened 2 days ago? Helicopter crash. So as he's coming down, it's skila, he hits, he burns. The blade, the rotor of the copter slices his head off. Plus he gets suffocated. He has all Arba Mrs. Bezdin in one thing. No, as we were learning here about Mrs. Bezdin, and I'm thinking to myself, wow, unbelievable. We got them all. No, it's actually not, because usually Mrs. Bezdin gives a kapara. No kapara over there for that. Okay. So Reb Chiya comes with an upshat, five lines down.
That's Hashem's chesed. We're happy with that.
Correct. No, just, it's interesting, Shaila. How do you do it? If we need to do it for some reason, somebody's over in all these things. Helicopter, exactly. Through an helicopter. Oh, that's the shot. Ellie's copter vart. Okay. Reb Chiya comes along and says, Reb Oyes, I know there's no steer between the Mishnayos. There's not one set holds Nitkal Pesheh, one holds Nitkal Pesheh. Reb Meir is going to hold Nitkal Pesheh. You trip, you're negligent, you're chayiv. Then why in our Mishnah, when a guy holds a barrel and he trips, he's not chayv. He makes a shvu and he gets out of it. It's a special halacha. Because if we don't have the shvu, all the porters will leave their job. Because once they become negligent, they barely make any money. And once in a while, they break a barrel. It's their whole month's salary. It's not worth it for them. So you're not going to... It's a takanas hachamim, tikkun ha'olam, sort of. We're going to help out the world, and people will have porters, and things will go like they need to go. Says Gemara, But until now, think about it. What was the Shavua? But boys, anybody remember what the Shavua was? Shaloi Pasha, says Rav Dambi. Shaloi Pasha. But we just said this second that Nitkal is Poisheya. So what Shavua is he going to make? That he wasn't Poisheya, he is a Poisheya. We just established he is negligent. So therefore, the Gemara asks, Heichi Mishtaba. Omar Rava Shavua Shaloi B'Kavana Shavartiyo. I have to go somewhere very deep. I have to go. I'm making a shvuah. I didn't do it on purpose. I didn't chuck it off my shoulder and throw it down on the ground because I was upset at something. So now this is basically chazara. We could go through this pretty quickly because we had this yesterday. Also, Rabbi Yehuda LeMeimar. On that, Rabbi Yehuda comes to argue and says, "Listen, Nitkal, I argue. It's not poishaya. And therefore, Shemichinam Yishava. It makes sense. The Shemichinam makes a shvuah. This is Sochar Yishalim." Rabbi Yehuda holds that we're talking like a shoyma sachar pays for gneva v'aveda. This is similar to gneva v'aveda. Haikadine v'aikadine, just like a shoyma chinam is part of gneva v'aveda. He gets out with the shvua, shoyma sachar has to pay over here as well. Vasa Rabbi Lazar l'meimar. In. Comes Rabbi Lazar in the Mishnah and says an interesting lashon. He says, I agree. Gemara k'Rav Meir, I know that that's what Rav Meir said. Umiya t'meh ani, but I don't understand, he says. How could a shem sachar swear? That he wasn't negligent because he holds again. Rabbi Yehuda, he'll also hold nitkal af b'shea. So he has to make a shvua that he wasn't b'shea. He wasn't negligent. What's the shvua for? He's going to make a shvua that he wasn't b'shea. But even if he wasn't b'shea, he has to pay like Nevi Vaveda. It's not a p'shea. Somebody came into his house and stole it, got lost. He's not negligent. Nevertheless, he has to pay. So over here also has to pay. But I feel Shemachinam Nami. So now we're going through that sugya. Even a Shemachinam, a Terech b'Makom Midrash, and if there's a slope, Shalei b'Makom Midrash, Mimatzim Mishtabe Shalei Pasha. A guy trips, a regular healthy person walking down the sidewalk trips. You're going to tell me it wasn't because he wasn't paying attention? Lamaisa had a very interesting shayla. I'm saying this over now just for the oilam. It's a dina mominus I have. My son was riding, he's not here, good. I'll say it quickly before he shows up. He was riding a scooter, a powerful scooter on the sidewalk. Say, only on the side, don't go on the street. And a guy was turning into the driveway and my son hit his car. So the guy says, you have to pay me for the damage. I said, but you turned into the driveway. He says, no, he was going too fast. He shouldn't be on the sidewalk. He calls me up yesterday, he says, it's only 10,000 shekel damage. He says, oh, do you have to replace the whole door? 10,000 shekel. So I really don't know what the halacha is. Typically speaking, a car has to be careful of what's going on. But he says, but your son had no right to be on the sidewalk. The law is he has to be on the street. And also he's 13. He's not allowed to drive the scooter. Okay. He calls me every 5 minutes. Anyways, I have to, whatever. I want to do what's right. I have to ask the rabbi. He's not a cotton. Okay, but I want. Okay, yeah. Made a problem.
If he wants to get technical, then you get technical. What is it your responsibility?
No, so maybe he's threatening. He'll go to the police. He's driving on the sidewalk. Put the kid, take away his scooter. Maybe the welcome to Tsunami. They don't. They don't have pizza in jail. It's a problem. Anyways, when he comes in here in a few minutes, don't hack him about it. But I feel the welcome join. I did not tell. Nobody in the family knows because by the Shabbos it's like, I told you he shouldn't be driving the scooter. Yeah. But I feel the welcome join. I mean, no, but it helps his learning. That's why he's here in the morning. Every day he comes, he gets to drive the scooter. Okay. Like I said, I don't know how he's alive. Mom, he should have. It's crazy what happened. I said, no. The schus ha-toyra. But I feel the welcome join. So even a slope, we had this whole sugya word for word yesterday. Even on the summit, top the top words of the summit, this is the mamash we're holding. When there's no witnesses, there's a raya, nasi raya be potter. You can't swear if there's witnesses. This is here, and this is very interesting. We're going to take this isi ben Yehuda halacha and take it to the next level, a little bit more than what we thought. Ain Roya, it says in the Pasuk, does nobody witness this? Shvuas Hashem, then there's a Shvuah Hashem, Tia Ben Shneim. Hoyash Roya, but if there's witnesses, Yavi Raya, Vi Potter, you cannot get out of it with a Shvuah. You must go seek out the witnesses. Based on that, the Gemara says, and that's it, here. We are now in a week of Agadata. A person was schlepping a barrel of wine in the square, the town square of Mechayza. In other words, a lot of people watching this. V'tavra beziza de Mechayza. We have actually the exact case here. But boys, I checked this out. Oops. Oh, that worked? Okay, here we go. Okay. We used it a few times already, but not like that. V'tavra beziza de Mechayza. It hit a pole, some beam that was sticking out of a wall. You can imagine the amount of people that saw this. Also, Kamei the Rava, Omar Lei Ristika the Mechayza Shchicha Ba'incha, people saw this Zil Aisi Raya. It's not going to help you to make a shvua. Now you have to seek out the people that saw it. Put up a sign in shul. Whoever saw it, please come forward. And only then be potter. Then you'll become potter. Omar Lei Rav Yosef Berei. So Rav Yosef, the son of Rava, says, "Come on, ki isi." Omar Lei In ki isi. Yes, like isi. Usfir Lo Kabo Say. You see, there's a base here. That's the halacha. If there are witnesses present, then you have to bring them. Shvua doesn't help. Ahu gavra domel chavre. Another story about the same thing. Zil zavinli arba meo donet chamra. Go buy 400 barrels of wine. So I just remember this because I remember even talking to Rabbi Schoenberg about this, that when it says 400, it's a guzma. And we had a story with Yalta. She broke 400 barrels of wine. Rav Huna, also 400 barrels of wine. Where I guess it's a lushan, a lot of barrels of wine. Arba mea doni chamra tkifi. Sorry, where am I? Ozal zavinle. So he went and he bought the 400. L'soif ozal kamei. So he brings them. Omar le zvina loch arba mea doni chamra. I did what you asked me to do. Utkifulu. But they all went sour. They turned into vinegar. Ozal kamei derava. Omar le arba mea doni chamra tkifi. If in fact, when you bought it, it was already vinegar. People, the whole world will find out. The guy would mention something to his friend. Everybody would talk about it. 400 barrels went sour on this guy. So this is taking isi to the next level. Zil isi raya de mikara. Bring a raya. Bring witnesses that to begin with. When you bought chamra mal yahava, that it was good. If you could prove that it was good at the time of your purchase, be potter. Then I'll potter you. Otherwise, I'm very concerned. It's very suspect that you bought spoiled wine for a cheaper price and you're pocketing the difference, or you're selling your own vinegar. I don't know what you're doing here. Something's weird. If in fact, when you bought it, it was spoiled, people would know about it. I was thinking about this for a second. Oh, Yoel. You know, I asked Yoel yesterday, because he likes looking at the screen a lot. He's a visual learner. So I said, "Do you know what Pruta de Rav Yosef is?" And he, without any help, he told me from beginning to end, he becomes a Shem Sachar, the whole thing. Yeah. Kids getting ideas here. So, here's a question, and this is a tough one. It's not an easy not an easy answer, and Hillel won't be right if he says Machlokes. If somebody is given something that's very heavy, a single person could, if he works really hard, he could carry it. It's really too light for two people, too heavy for one person. It's like right there. Like for instance, I'll get a Stav and Moshe, a refrigerator. Sometimes you see a guy carrying a refrigerator on his back. They climb up the stairs and they have the thing. It's a little bit too heavy for one person. It's doable if he really works hard. It's really something for two people. You don't want to hire two people now for this. You give a guy some money to schlep up a refrigerator, he's not going to go ask another person because he loses most of his... He trips, falls, breaks the refrigerator. Is he a Peshaya or a Oinus? Which one is he? I'm saying it's a tough one. So if you answer one answer, that's not hard to answer. So the answer is, he's both. If there's such a thing. He's a little bit of both. And when you're a little bit of both, what do? You pay half. If he was a Peshaya, I would have to pay the whole thing. If he's Oinus, he wouldn't have to pay at all. But a little bit of both. I never heard of such a thing. A little bit of both. Says the Gemara, Askin Reb Chiya, it's more of a takana than anything else. In the city called Sichra, Hana de Doru Ba'agra V'idbar. Somebody that's taking something that's too heavy for a single person, but too light for two people, V'idbar and it broke. So we have here the Doruba Agra, something like this, okay? Going back and forth exactly how it looks, but okay, so a little bit too heavy. Vidbar, and it broke. Nishal and Palgi, you should pay half. My timer. Nafish Lechad, it's too heavy for one. Vizutal Letre, it's too light for two. Karev La'inus, it's close to being A'inus. Vikarev L'Pshia, on the one hand, it's negligent, on the other hand, it's A'inus. Bedigla, but if it happened with something called a digla, mishalim kula. I would say, let's look at Rashi for a second, okay? Because I struggled with this Rashi for a while, and I gave it to Yoshi. First I asked Rabbi, did you three times? It wasn't so pashut. He says, eitz mefutzel b'roishai. It's like a fork on the top. V'koysher boi masa shnei b'nei adam. And he could carry the weight that typically two people carry. Umachnes tzavarei ben shnei p'tzolov. And he puts his neck in that fork. Umutel ashtek seifov. And the fork is on his shoulder. V'koyroi sebal shenaz gavela. V'roishen shal mat arech. And the stick extends very long. Ukshoimid lapush, and he wants to rest. Matsigo bekagi, he puts the stick in the ground. Now, what does this thing look like? I drew this. Yoshi said, I have no idea what you're talking about. Draw it in 10 seconds. I'm not an artist. I drew it in 10 seconds. So, okay, that thing on top is what goes on the shoulder. It goes lowers down. It goes on the floor. Why? I don't know. Kitzer. He did a completely different drawing. And I wasn't happy with it in the Hebrew shir. There's a guy here that comes in once in a while from Beitar. There's a beard. His name is Goldschmidt. He says, there's a Shulchan Aruch, Shindala. There's a picture. He thought he knew what it was. He says, by tonight, I'm working on it tonight. I said, tonight? Well, tonight. It's already too late. Yoshi went to sleep. He says, no. Kids are 12 o'clock in the morning. He sends my son, Luzzi, a picture. Here it is. Mikavesh is a barur, he writes. You see this picture on top? Let me show you. It's not bad at all. You see a person, it does go around the shoulder, but the stick's sticking the other way. So I send this to Yoshi as a like almost like a joke. And he says, I wrote, this makes sense. And he's trying to do this now, but as a chesed. It's 12 o'clock in the morning. So this is what he came up with. It's basically the opposite of what that guy drew, but this is what he came up, because it makes sense that he's balancing, he's holding a stick. Okay, that guy finds a picture at 1 in the morning, he sends it to me. After Yoshi finished it, unfortunately. I hope Yoshi doesn't see this. It took Yoshi an hour to do this. I'm showing this because of what goes behind the scenes and the chesed, the taka chesed. Yoshi worked the whole day here. He was here from early in the morning, actually davening shachar series throughout the day, and he decided to do that. I said, listen, it's for the pshat adayim. This, I think, actually makes a lot of sense. That's what the guy actually drew in the beginning, but this is a great picture. Like this. And then when he wants to rest, he goes like that. I don't know. It's a shayla how the barrel stays like that, but maybe he holds it like this. But anyway, the point of this whole sugya is, here, this is Yoshi's picture. Let's just put it here because he worked hard on it. A lot of work. 1 in the morning. He'll say, listen, this is a 1 in the morning picture. Had I had more time, da-da-da. You like, it's nice. Okay, fine. It makes more sense, you're saying. Fine. Now let's go back to my picture. I like my picture the most. Shoulder, shoulder, wine. I'm trying to figure out how. No, these make a lot of sense. Anyway, the point is this, he's carrying here 2 barrels. It's really for 2 separate people. He has no business carrying it. This is no longer an oinus. This is more like a pshio. What are you carrying 400 pounds? So what if that's wrong? You trip, you fall, you pay the whole thing. Mishalim kula. Rabbi Chanon, imagine those days. Everything is barrels. Everybody's drinking wine. You're not schlepping these barrels. You get the professionals. They go, they schlep this barrel of wine. Poof, they break it. We also learned that the barrels of wine were similar to in this picture. They were made out of earthenware, not like we're imagining like these wooden barrels. They're much easier to break, these earthenware things. A little zets, boom, break. So he goes and he grabs their coat, whatever, you know, the coat with all the patches. They're very, very poor, these people. Also, Amru l'Rav, they came to complain to Rav. Rabbi Isai, for me personally, I took a tremendous amount out of this Gemara And if we finish off the perek with this, I think it's unbelievable. Omar Lay, have luhu glimayu, give back their coat. Omar Lay, dina hachi, you're telling me that this is the halacha? Omar Lay, in, yes, this is the halacha. Lemantelech b'derech toivim, you shall go in the righteous way, in the way of the good. We have a chiyuv, there's halacha, the Shulchan Aruch, there's lefnei mishur sadin, and you have a chiyuv, he tells him. Not lefnei mishur sadin, like, oh, we think, you want to be extra super tzaddik, no, you have a chiyuv. First of all, he's a Talmud Chacham, he has an extra chiyuv, he has to go in that way. Notice the word b'derech toivim. The Vilna Gaon says the word derech is a way. A way is for everyone. Everyone should go in this way of b'derech toivim. Yoyv elu glimayu, so he gives the coat back. Omrule, they're not done. Ani anan, we're very poor. Utachinu kulu yoyim, this took us all day. Listen to this lashon, v'chafinon, we're starving. We're starving, we have nothing to eat. V'leslon midi, and we have nothing to eat. So think about it. If you are chayiv, you broke something, and you should be paying for it, or at least not paying for it, but so if you're starving, it changes the halacha. You get into a car accident, and you hit somebody's car real good. I'm starving. So what if you're starving? You did damage, you pay. You didn't do damage, you don't pay. What does starving have to do with it? Omar Lay says, Rav, zil hava grayu, pay them. Why? Because they're starving and they worked for you. Omar Lay, dina hacha, this is what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Omar Lay, in, yes. Va'archais tzadikim tishmar. This is the Vilna Gaon, this is a little different. Derech is for everybody. Oirach is for a single person. Some individuals have to go and do this. I'm not saying that everybody in the world has to pay the salary. But you have to pay the salary. Why? They work for you. They're hungry. They didn't mean to mess up. You pay them. Rabbi said, hey, what's going on here? For those who have employees. The Gemara is teaching us an unbelievable thing about, it's halacha, basically. It's halacha / lefnei mishur sadin. So the Vilna Gaon says, there is no such thing as lefnei mishur sadin. Lefnei mishur sadin means din. Listen to what he says. He says when the Gemara says lefnei mishur sadin, it means that you're chayev. It just means that the other guy, klape, the other guy, the porter, he can't sue you in court. But what's your chiyuv? You have a Shulchan Aruch chiyuv to pay him. Makes no sense. That's Allah. Have to take care of him. So I'm saying, if one thing came out of this, the way we treat our employees, sometimes they don't deserve it, but sometimes you have to give them an extra this, the cup of water, the bathroom break, treat them a little bit above and beyond what Allah says. That's what it says there. In each one, each person, their own, but we definitely have to think about it. That I don't know what the case is, and I don't know what your chiyuv is, but something that you would punch a thing, it doesn't make any sense. They broke my barrel. I'm going to pay them for messing up the job that I hired them. They're professionals. I'm not going to give them a dime. It happens all the time. Yeah, a guy, he puts up the tile on your wall and mamish messes it up. He puts the lock in the wrong way. Like, get out of here. I'm not paying you. No. Lemaisi worked hard. Lemaisi needs parnasa. Lefnei mishur sadin, you should pay him. And lefnei mishur sadin might mean lahalach, you have to pay him. With that, we finish. Hasoichesum, Hadron Aloch, Hasoichesumnin, Hadron Aloch, Hasoichesumnin, Hadron Aloch, Hasoichesumnin. Hasoiches Aparelim, Vomelem, Lahashkim, Ulahariv. A person hires workers and he tells them, I want you to come at 3 in the morning. When did he say, I want you to come 3 in the morning? After you hire them. 3 in the morning, you have to work till 11 o'clock at night. Mokim, Shinagu, Shaloi Lahashkim, Vishloi Lahariv. If the minig is over there, not to get up early, not to come early, not to work late. Eder Shaila Choyfam is not allowed to force them. The Gemara is going to say, Pashat, if that's not the minute. Now, sometimes the Olam says, we don't do Taisusin, so I want to tell you, you're a bunch of liars. We're going to do all the Taisusin on the summit from top to bottom. Hasar is a parlem bomber lame, lashkim laharim. Pirish Ri. Says the Ri, Bishasachrim Stoma. He didn't make any stipulations with them when he hired them. Bomber lame, Achash is skirim. Once he hired them, Kvar. Once you are, Lahashka, I'm asking you to come at 3 in the morning. But if he made that kind of stipulation to begin with, why? When it comes to Mominus, I can make any t'nai in the world. I could say you have to work 36 hours a day. I could say anything I want. I could say you work for free. If that's what we made at night, then we made at night. Finished. We're talking about in a place where there's a certain minhag and you didn't stipulate. Now we have to understand, what is the chiddush? The minhag is to work from 9 to 5. I want you to come at 6 in the morning. So what if you want? It's too late. You already hired me. If the place, I don't know how it works here. Maybe here also in Eretz Yisrael too. I remember I had to give certain day workers, you have to give them food. You have to provide them food. In America also, when you get a day worker, you get a guy, you pick up a guy in a corner. The minhag is to give him lunch, pay for his lunch. You give him some chocolate, some whatever, some shmir, whatever you have to give him. Hakol k'minhag ha'medina, whatever the minhag is. So it's very interesting. Even those who hold that there is no dina de malchusa dina in Eretz Yisrael, there are people that hold that there's no dina de malchusa dina. We have no right today to be whatever they hold, but they hold that when it comes to employee rights, these halachas of employees, there is a dina de malchusa dina, not because of dina de malchusa as much as the minhag ha'makom, like the Mishnah says. There's a certain minhag here in Eretz Yisrael now that this is what we do for an employee, and this is how many vacation days he has, and this and this and overtime. So that became the minhag. And that's why we have to stand with the minhagim here in this place. Maisa in every place. Maisa Rabbi Yochanan ben Masyo. We had this Rabbi Yosef. It sounds familiar because we had this. Rabbi Yochanan Shama Lebanoi tells his son, say you schor lanu poyalim, go get us workers. Halakha pasik le mizaynas. So he went and he told them, we will give you, they knew that they're working for Rabbi Yochanan. We had the sugya. In fact, we had more of the sugya over there than we have over here. Over there, there was more details. Gemara over there explains that they knew there's going to be Rabbi Yochanan. It wasn't so much them. They weren't so mechdas. We're so mechdas. Halacha pasuk la mezaynas. He says, I'll give you food. Ukshibay tzalaviv. Omer loy b'ni. What are you doing? Afilu im. At oisalem kisud shloim b'shaitoi. I'll remind you from the picture. You remember the sugya there? Remember this beautiful picture of shloim b'shaita? Even if you give them a feast of shloim ha'melech. If you missed the lamb chops, the sushi, it's all over. They could ask for everything. They are the sons of Avram. The main one is Avram. Says Rashi, Avram Avinu would give sudas greater than Shlomo HaMelech. Yeah? He'd give a whole tongue. You checked an animal per guest. Just so he had the tongue. Unbelievable madrega. Yeah, Avram would give more than Shlomo HaMelech. So if they demand the tongue, I could say, hey, I'm the son of Avram Avinu. They say that there was a chassid that went to the chayza. And he said, Rebbe, I need a big yeshua. The Rebbe should pay lois. And not only that, I'm your relative. And it says, I'm a relative. He says, how are you relative? He says, listen, my grandmother and your grandmother, they were married to cousins. He says, no. That's not related. Not related. So the guy was very, very sad. He went outside, he was depressed. And the Rupsis Rebbe saw him outside. And he said, what are you depressed? He says, listen, I came, I traveled all this way. I thought I was going to get a Yeshua. And the Chayza said that we're distantly related. So he says, listen, I'll give you a Eitzah. Go to him by Shmoneh Esrei. So he goes, he stands by Shmoneh Esrei and he says, Eloike Avram. He says, Rebbe, you're too distant from Avram. So when the Chayza finished Munez, he said, you're right. And he gave me Shua, and 9 months later, he had Parnasa and Kol Tov Sela.
Why do you have to feed them more than the Minhag of Medina?
Oh. Says the Gemara. Okay, we'll see. Let's see. Let's see what happens. Ela actually atchilu b'malacha. Before they even start working, this is what we're going to make up. If you make up something specific, you say, this is what you're going to eat, this is what they eat. If you just say, Su'uda, when it comes to Bnei Avram, a son of Avram gets whatever he wants. Now, Rashi points out, there's something called, just as a review, because I got confused for a second. We learned about Misha Parah. If we make a deal, I can't take the deal back. But Rashi doesn't talk about Misha Parah. Rashi talks about Mechusar Amana because it's different. Misha Parah means if I give you cash and Midarabana cash doesn't work, only Agbah or another Kenyan, so if I take it back, I'm over on Misha Parah, I could get a curse of Misha Parah. Mechusar Amana is just words. Says Rashi, just words. Since you didn't start working, I could change my words. But once he starts working, he locks in whatever you spoke about. So tell him, I'm providing you this, just a bunch of bread with beans. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel lo yemer lo yetzarch lo yemer. You didn't have to say anything. Hakol kiminag hamedina. Says Gemara Pshita, what's the chiddush? If I hire you to work from 9 to 5, why would I think for a second that I have to make that I can't make you come at 3 in the morning? Because he paid them extra. The going rate is $10 an hour. I'm paying you $20. Why did I give you double? What do you think? I'm crazy? I want you to come early and late. Stay late. That he cannot say that. The Amr late, they say, hi, the Tafislan. The reason why he gave us more money. We had these words earlier in the Masechta. I didn't look this up. And I said then, what does Avit Shapirta mean? What do you mean? The employee says, oh, I would have, had I known, I would have worked better. So work better now. So the Hebrew Arts Scroll, I think Mendy was the one that pointed out, says Avit Shapirta means he'll work longer hours. And over here cannot be the Pshat. Because we're saying, I thought you're going to work longer hours, and they say, no, we're not going to work longer hours, we're going to do better work. So Avit Shapita certainly means better work, not longer hours. Maybe that's why the English art scroll doesn't bring that pshat over there. I don't know. Omer Shlokish, saying pshat him in the art scrolls. Oh, Anaya Sefer. Got to talk to Rabbi Pessin about this. Pshat in the art scroll. Okay. Pegimelam the base. Omer Shlokish poyel b'knisasa mishaloi. Yeah, you can see the sponsors before. By Eric Edelman of Bigger Cup Consulting and Chani and Paul Schuster with Akar Satoiv Official. Fishul! Simcha! And Eric Tomei for bringing rebellion MDY and Dafyomi into our lives. What does this mean, says Rish Lakish? Poyal b'knisasim ishalai. Knisasim means when he goes home. So, we have this today. The commute. Who pays for the commute? I hire somebody from 9 to 5. Could he show up at 9:30 and I pay him? Because he left his house at 9, he started working? Could he go home early? So when he goes home, that's his problem. He has to pay for it. When he comes to work, Michelle Balabais. A nice way to remember it, Taisa says a logic here. Taisa says that when he leaves work, you gain zero. You, the Balabas, you don't want him to leave, you want him to stay. So why should you pay for him to leave? You want him to come to work, so maybe you pay for him. So it's a way to remember that. Shenemar, Tizrech Hashemesh Yol Seifun. It's unbelievable. If you look here in Taisus, people would work. I mean, put yourself in that position. People would work from sunrise to sunset. That was a day, not 9 to 5. The moment the crack of dawn, boom, you're at work. That's when you had to work. Tizrech Hashemesh Yol Seifun. Going to work. Yeah, you're going to work. That's what the Gemara says it. Tizrech Hashemesh. Listen, you can't expect the guy to go in the dark. Tizrech Hashemesh. He goes from Tizrech Hashemesh. V'almayinoisam your bottom. Yitzadim lefa'aloi. V'la'avidasa. You should go to work. Adi Arv until the evening. So Mela, I'm not mechuyev. You have to pay for your way. You have to work for me until Arev. From that point on, you're on your own. Yichab, what's going on here? Working from the moment. That's why we're having brachas. You say Kriyashma while you're working on the tree, on the this. You're working nonstop. 12-hour days. That's not none of this computer business. You're in the field working for a guy like a Eved. It reminds me, Mamish, Kimat, the same thing. Anybody had to go to Misrad HaPnim here in Eretz Yisrael? It's something like that. A guy goes to Misrad HaPnim just to explain the joke. You don't explain jokes. A guy goes to Misrad HaPnim. On a Wednesday, he looks at the security guard. He says, what, they're not working today? He said, no. On Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, they don't work. On Wednesday, they don't come to work. And it's not a joke. It's emes. You go there, no. Today, it's until 10 o'clock in the morning. 10 o'clock? Yeah, 10. Wednesday's still 10. You don't know? And then Thursdays, every other Thursday we're here. But kitzer, you come back 17 times until you get your visa. It's all kitzer. Yeah, but these guys, Mahamish work, but it's funny because on this Amud we see something that even we don't do. Crazy. So you think they are working hard? Let's see. It says the Gemara, "Velechzei Heichen Nehigi." What's the minigam bakoim? What are you telling me? How many hours? If you're in You know, like, I was just thinking now, like, in Manhattan, I think, they have, like, lawyers work from 10 to 6. These guys work from 9 to 5 because they want to, for traffic flow, they need to break it up. Different people work. Some people work from 8 to 4. You can't have everybody working. Let's see what the Minhag HaMalkim is. It says, Gemara Bi'ir Chadasha, meaning, we need to know the halacha when you start off new. So they're telling me, you ever noticed here in Beit Shemesh, Halakas Neiros is earlier than anywhere else. It's like Yerushalayim. They say because when they established like Ramah Aleph, Bet, it was Yerushalmis that came from Yerushalayim. So they decided we're going to continue the minhag of Yerushalayim. That's why over here, that's how it is. But you're not mechuyev to do it. But that's, the sirens go off here 40 minutes before Shkia. It's Bir Chadasha. Says the Gemara, V'nechzi mechikasu, so see if they came from Yerushalayim, you'll know what the minhag is. B'nekoytai, they're like immigrants from all over the world. You know, like Doimela to what? To MDY. MDY, we got it from everywhere. All over the world. Ibai Seima. Domelu, the agritali kipoil there, right? So, or the pshad is, they don't know the minhag. I want to be like what it says in the Torah. Where the, oh, the Torah? You have to work from, you get paid from leaving your house by the seeking, and you don't get paid when you leave by tzeis ha-kachavim. I can't even fathom it. Darsha, no, seriously, you work and work your whole life. It's chiyuni. It's not because they wanted to become wealthy. They needed to make one pruta to put. And then you wonder, and now take it back. And then they sell their daughter as a slave. What they didn't have. They pasha didn't have. They're working like dogs in the field, marrying off the kids at 7, 8 years old. They didn't have. They couldn't do it any other way. What?
They need to get paid every day.
Yeah, exactly. You break the barrel, you have to pay. Darish Reb Zera, Barmi La, Toni Rav Yosef, Maidach Siv. Here we go, little Agatha. Toshes Choshech V'Yiloyla. Boy Sirus Kol Chai Seyar. The animals are draying around over there in the forest. Toshes Choshech V'Yiloyla Zeroy Lamazeh. Shedoy Melelayla. This world is like dark. We're going in the dark. When we see Oilam Abo, we see the light, the true light. Boy Sirus Kol Chai Seyar. They're roaming wild animals. El Rishayim Sheboy. The Rishonim are like wild animals. So pay attention to this pasuk. The beginning starts off with tzaddikim. The middle part is Rishonim, and then it ends off with tzaddikim. They gather Rishonim legehenna. Gather all the Rishonim together. And in their resting place, they'll rest. We had Revitza the other day, yeah, plopping down. In Olam Haba, every tzaddik has his mansion. And the bigger the tzaddik, the greater the mansion. There's no jokes over there. Like, I thought you're the biggest tzaddik in the world, so how come you're living in a hut? You weren't such a tzaddik. And you, the guy in the back of the shul that nobody looks at, he's 400 acres and lakes and zach. Oh, every person has his mansion. To his work mean they're going to get their pay. The tzaddik who worked really hard his whole life can't let off the gas until the very, very last moment. You have to be mashlim. You have to finish. You can't just work until you're 95 and say, okay, from now on I'm doing avodah zara or whatever, chas v'shalom. You got to work all the way through. Paragvono de Kotovis Ganovi. There's a guy here, we have a picture of him. He might have been Jewish also. His job was to catch Ganovim, thieves. Reb Lazar Reb Shimon, it's almost Reb Shimon by Yechai time. Reb Lazar, the famous Reb Lazar Reb Shimon, went into with Reb Shimon to the cave. Omele, Heche Yechatluhu. How do you know how to do this? Lav Kechevasa Mesili, aren't they similar to animals? It says about an animal. How do you catch him? They're hiding here, there. What do you, you know who the Ganav is? Like a lion in his den or whatever. Perhaps you're incarcerating the non-guilty and you're leaving the guilty out there. So I called up Avi yesterday because this is what he deals with. His business is basically people that are incarcerated for many years for no reason, and then they sue the government, and he defends the government. The kids are, so don't make a shmak and ma'isa that happened. So he told me one of the stories was, and this is Nerevayim, if you think about the, no, Bama said, this bothers me a lot. He said there was a guy that sat in jail for 27 years. Two lawyers, and I saw, he sent me the clip, two lawyers for another criminal got a confession from their criminal that their criminal is the murderer. But they're lawyers, so they couldn't tell anybody. They wrote an affidavit, they put it in a lockbox, and they waited until their criminal died. Then they came forward and they said, our criminal is the murderer, he this. They knew that he was 100% innocent, but they couldn't say a word. Sitting in jail for 27 years, innocent. I also read that 182 people since 1972 till today were killed. Innocent people were executed in America. Innocent. I don't know if that number is true or not, but people go to jail. You think that you're convinced. A 13-year-old gave testimony. It was based on a 13-year-old, in your case, 13-year-old testimony. He said, and then he tried to retract, and the police forced him not to retract. They threatened they'll
allegedly.
Listen, Lemaisa, I was just thinking, Lemaisa, it's unbelievable. Let's say a person sitting in jail. So he says, listen, that guy just died. Let's dump it on him. I'll say he couldn't be murdered because this, and he gave it to the lawyers. You could come up with a scheme like that. It's very Kishrindik. Pay those lawyers $1 million and say, listen, we couldn't. Ethically speaking, we couldn't. Okay, weiter. 3 minutes. So you asked Rabbi Lazar, what should I do? You have a great idea. Harmon of the Malku. No, he says, I can't get out of it. Harmon of the Malku. I have a quota. I have tickets to give by the end of the month. I have to bring to the king 30 guys that are thieves, whether they're thieves or not. Like when Bibi's wife lost her wallet, so they called up the Shabak. They said she lost her wallet. We got to find it immediately. They go out searching, and she found it. She found it on the. So she calls up. She says, cancel all searches. I found the wallet. So the guy says, what cancel? What a shame. I have 5 guys already that admitted to it. You need a quota. A quota is a quota. Omar, to agmar chaychi tavid. So he says, I'll teach you how to do it. Ul ba'arba shoylechan vasa. Oh, this is, Rabbi Yosef, you're going to love this. Go in the 4th hour of the day. To chazeis, inish de koshasi chamra, v'kanokit kosa biyodeh v'kamenamnim. You believe this? Go to the restaurant. Everybody's eating breakfast in the restaurant. With a glass of wine, early in the morning, they're all with wine, chilling in the restaurant. These are the guys that are working from sunrise to sunset. Okay. Now you would think that this is some sort of Eitzah Tova. This is the Gemara calls this a vaday. Listen to this. Shaila Levei, ask each person. You see a guy sleeping with a cup of wine like this in the bar, not a chasron, not in the bar, in the breakfast restaurant like this. Which reminds me, in Brooklyn, when I was a teenager, 18, 19 years old, 99 cents, you got a bagel with any egg you wanted with a coffee. 99 cents. You remember those days? 99 cents in Brooklyn. Itzur v'mirabonenu v'nayim, if he's a Talmud Chacham and he's falling asleep, agdumi kodim legirsei. If he's this guy right over here, drool coming out of his mouth, I don't know why. The cup should be in his hand. But Lemaisa, the pshat is, he was learning all night. He came up. Okay, so he's not a Ghana. If he's a hard worker, he got up early. And if you'll tell me, no, he didn't get up early. He's at night. So if he works at night, how come you didn't hear him banging away? He's making needles out of copper wire. You take copper wire, you put it through one hole, another. Kids, it's a very... It doesn't make a lot of noise. Bilai. Once you go to this place and you see somebody holding a cup of wine and he's falling asleep and he's not a Talmud Chacham, he doesn't have a job, Ganavahu. He's a Ganav. What do you do to a Ganav? Chop off his head. So we're chopping people's heads off based on a cup of wine in a breakfast restaurant. It seems like far-fetched, and the Gemara later on calls it Mamisha Vadai. This is a Vadai. So I don't know 100% what the Peshat is. The king heard this. The Bnei Yada says that they interview him. I know. Yeah. Omru. Karyona de Garto, Iu Lehevi Parvanko. It's a famous saying. The guy that reads out the letter, let him do the job. He's telling other people to do. I just want to show you this. The stipler wrote a sefer called Karyona de Garto. In other words, you're so good at this, you do it yourself. They took Reb Elazar, he's the guy that chases down the Ganavim. So Reb Shua ben Karcha sends him Chaimetz ben Yain. You're Rasha, the son of the Tzaddik. You, Reb Elazar, you're the son of Reb Shimon ben Yochai. Rasha ben Tzaddik, says Rasha. You're killing Klai Yisrael. You're sending these guys off to execution. Shalach Lei, he didn't back down. I'm getting rid of the thorns in the vineyard. Shalach Leis, he sent them back. Yovi Balakarim, let the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, the owner of the vineyard, Yichalas Koitzav, let him take care of them. It's not your business. Yom Echad Pogabei Ahu Koivis, the launderer bumped into Reb Elazar. He called him a very terrible name. He heard that Reb Shua ben Karcha called him this. He thought it would be cute. Hey, Rasha ben Tzadik, you. We're talking about Reb Elazar killing people by looking at them as he comes out of the cave. Omar mit der Chotzev Kulihai, since he's such a Mechotzev, Shma mino Rashiu. He must be a Rosh. Omar lu Tefsu. So he tells his guys, grab him. Tefsu, they grabbed him. The boss of the Nachdaite, when he calmed down, he went to redeem him to get him out of there and he couldn't find him. In other words, they chopped off his head. Korile, Koriale, Shoimer Pivil, Shoimer, had he watched his mouth, Shoimer Mitzaris Navshe, he would have prevented his own tsar. Who told him to open up his mouth like that? Zakfu, they took this guy and they hung him. Come to see Zkifa. So Reb Elazar went under the body. Vikobachi started crying. He felt like he killed him without reason. Amrulay, people told him, Rebbe, Al Yera Beinecha. Don't worry about it. The guy deserved it and he really deserved it. Shu Benoy. I can't think of a worse thing in Yiddishkeit. He, together with his son, Baalu Naira Moirasa B'yoyim HaKippurim. They were over on Eshesish. Naira is, here you have the different category. Tana is up till 12. Naira is from 12 to 12 and a half. Begeris is from that point on. She was Erusin. What's Erusin? This is Erusin. You saw that? It went by quickly. He gives her a ring. In other words, she's an Eshesish 100% for Eshesish. Not only was the father over on Eshesish, on Yom Kippur, he did it with the son. Bekitzer, the guy is the worst of the worst. MMA person that's boil and air murasa is chayav skila. Says Rashi, bekolan is skolim nitlin. After they do skila, they hang him. It was mamish perfect. It worked out great. Oh, minashamayim, I was mechavin alamis. In the achyod al b'nei meyav, so he put his hand on his stomach. Omar, sisu b'nei meyav, sisu, you should be happy, my insides. Masveke shalachem kach. This was a suffix. I wasn't sure if he deserves his eye. To die. He said a bad thing to me. I figured he's a Russia. Vadois, you hear this? But when I go to the restaurant and I see somebody holding a cup of wine, I know he's a Ganav. Vadois, shalochem, alachis kama vakama, muftachani bochem. I'm not worried about you, my stomach. You have to understand that Rabbi Lazar was extremely, extremely heavy, as the Gemara is going to tell us, that he was so heavy that a bull passed by underneath his stomach. That's how heavy he was. So he's going like this to his giant stomach and he's saying, I'm saying giant, we'll see in a second. Don't worry about it. The worms are not going to eat you. We're good. Everything was alpi halacha. He was still a little concerned. Listen to this. This is unbelievable. This mamish bizmanaze. Ashkiu sama, they gave him anesthesia, the shinta, to put him to sleep. Vailu the base of the sheisha, they put him in an enclosed room, a house of marble where there's no the ear is not No, not a draft as much as contaminated. Kids are germ-free. The Karla Kray say they opened up his stomach. Sterile. That's the word I was looking for. Thank you. Sterile. The Havu Mapki Minei. So they took out, they did liposuction. This man says it's called liposuction. Mapki Minei de kule de tarba. Baskets upon baskets of fat. They put in the hottest sun. And it wouldn't boil. But you put somebody else's fat and it won't spoil. You're right. But the red part inside the fat, that is like meat, whatever, that does spoil. Even though there's the red, it didn't spoil. He said upon himself, my meat will last forever. Rabbi Sai, have a wonderful day.